Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, June 9th, 2017. And on today's podcast, we are going to be discussing the decision by President Donald Trump to fulfill one of his campaign promises and withdraw America from the Paris Agreement on climate change signed last year by then-President Barack Hussein Obama. The agreement was designed to limit and eventually end fossil fuel energy production in the world. Anyone can see that it is not in America's best interest to do that, since doing so would damage the American economy and destroy the jobs of many people. I've seen estimates of about 8 million jobs in the U.S. that would go away. The agreement was signed by all but two nations in this world, those being Nicaragua and Syria. All 195 nations besides those two signed the agreement. It had the appearance then of being a universally agreed to thing, but it was only universal in appearance, not in application. For example, the United States agreed to reduce emissions by 26% over 15 years, while China, one of the world's biggest polluters, agreed only to work toward stopping emissions from rising by the year 2030. They're going to work toward it. Chinese emissions could continue rising until then, and China would still be in full compliance. So there's no enforcement provision, no penalties for non-compliance, and therefore no way to gain compliance from reluctant nations except possibly from peer pressure. The primary downside mechanism to the agreement is obvious, and that is that prosperous, productive, successful, and developed countries are punished much more severely than the others. Successful countries are expected to loot their populations, ruin the lifestyles of their people, to comply with demands for them to severely cut back energy and manufacturing sectors. The agreement is just that, an agreement, not a treaty. President Obama did not choose to go through the process of treaty ratification, which would have required a two-thirds Senate approval, and it therefore has no real legal force. All this talk about the content of the agreement is not to delve into the actual words of the agreement, but it's instead to set up the real purpose of this discussion, and that is the reaction to President Trump's decision to do what he clearly said he was going to do and what 62 million or so people voted for him to do. Pulling out of the agreement was a gesture to his America First promises. There is nothing in this agreement for America, and he recognized that. I was elected to represent the people of Pittsburgh, not Paris. Comment is evidence that he recognized the fact that this agreement was just another move by the globalists to control the European Union and the United States as well. The completely out of control reaction to the pullout comes from two viewpoints. Number one, ignorance. Because some people actually believe that Donald Trump is responsible for everything bad that has ever happened or ever will happen in this world. If you think that is an exaggeration, I will clarify for you in a moment what I mean. The other half of the out-of-proportion reaction is fear. Fear that others will now have courage to follow suit and the dam will be broken. Just as Marine Le Pen's election in France could have started a movement out of the EU, the globalists are afraid of any challenge to their control filtering down to the herd. The reaction or overreaction then is also a gesture. Just as pulling out was a gesture, President Obama's legacy is at stake. His dream of a world with socialism forced on the unwilling is also at stake, a Eurocentric one world central government is also at stake, so the herd has to be kept in line unless they want to experience the same criticism and ostracism of those who have tried to separate. Even if everything the climate change people say they fear was a reality, this agreement would do nothing to solve it. According to estimates I've read from people who I trust, they have dissected this actual agreement. If it were fully complied with by every nation and all the trillions of dollars were extracted from taxpayers, manufacturing and mining were severely curtailed, the global temperature could be reduced by 0.03% over 100 years. No, I think climate change is a wedge to gain economic control over the people of the earth. Same song, second verse, just as the Cold War used to be the coming catastrophe, now it's climate change. Just listen to something I will share with you from the front page of my hometown newspaper, the Memphis Commercial Appeal, the daily newspaper of my city of Memphis, Tennessee. This article was written by Tanya Weathersby. She basically makes the argument that we are entering a time of horror like the world, and especially Memphis, has never seen, all because of Donald Trump. Quote, President Donald Trump, in his contempt for science and global cooperation, will share much of that blame for that misery because he withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Accord. So she reasons that staying in the accord would have prevented all these things that she is about to describe. What things am I talking about? Well, just give a listen. Quote, storms like the one that recently uprooted ancient trees and at one point plunged nearly 200,000 Memphians into a hell of heat and darkness are poised to worsen, end quote. Now, I lived through the storm. It was just a few days ago, and I would not describe it as hell, not even close to hell. In fact, of my 40-some years in Memphis, this is the coolest May and June that I can remember. But it gets better, folks. Just listen. Quote, but global warming is doing more than destroying trees, homes, cars with storms and floods here. It is also destroying people's lungs because it is whipping up more allergens that spread asthma, end quote. Well, that's all I'm going to read to you, but it gets progressively worse. I laughed out loud when I read it. But this is my city, and I find it sad that my city's newspaper has sunk to this level and doesn't even seem embarrassed about it. Joseph Goebbels would be very proud of this article. You know the quote he's often remembered for. Tell a big lie, tell it often enough, and people will believe it. I'm sure that many of the mothers whose children have asthma in Memphis, due primarily to their poverty and their lifestyle, will now blame it on Donald Trump. The controversy is starting to take on a religious zeal. I remember the wars in Ireland between Catholics and Protestants that divided that country, caused many deaths. I used to wonder, aren't they both Christian? What are they doing? Religion has fueled wars and conflict throughout history. Followers of Islam are still willing to kill innocent people or die themselves in the name of their religion. I suppose they actually believe it is the true faith, just as Miss Weathersby probably believes her article is true. Both serve to divide, to misinform, to propagandize, and even to destroy those around them. The globalists will bring their world into existence one way or the other. Last Tuesday, June 6th, was the Swedish National Day. I listened to an interview with a Swedish woman who was billed as an expert on all things Sweden. So the reporter asked her what was celebrated on the Swedish National Day. In other words, what does it mean, the Swedish National Day? She said, it means that Sweden does not have an Independence Day like the 4th of July in America or Bastille Day in France because Sweden has never been conquered or occupied in over 500 years since it has existed as a country. Well, with all due respect to the dear lady, I beg to differ. Any country that imports hundreds of thousands of third world migrants and invites them to rape and kill their women and even children without fear of consequences has been conquered and occupied. Sweden has been conquered and occupied by Muslims at the bequest of the globalist overlords in Sweden in the process of building one world where they, the super rich, run the world apart from the rest of us who are the same race, same religion, even the same gender. This is the world they're trying to build, folks. These are the same people behind the climate accord. More importantly, the reaction to Trump's pulling out of the climate accord. As a result, I recommend that all national days across Europe be abolished. They are nothing but evidence of slaves' failure to recognize their own hypocrisy. I wonder what it would feel like to have so much money you can buy an entire country. I suppose we could ask George Soros, how much do you think it would cost to buy the U.S. Congress or U.S. Senate? The answer, I submit, is less than you think, because you only have to buy the leadership, just a few people, and they will bring all the others into line, or at least a majority into line. There's a new world, folks, a new world being built around us. Never mind the puppet masters. Just look at the front people, the ones you can see, the ones who we have elected to run our countries, especially in Europe and America, too. Well, folks, that's enough global catastrophe for one day. Now, as I close out this podcast, I want to leave you with a question to think about, to ponder on. Question, is there any problem that exists on a national level anywhere in the world that has a solution other than more and bigger government and more centralized control? Well, folks, that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.